The House has passed an elections reform package again that will expand early voting days and sites.
Mr. Speaker, we started the first day of session with this bill, and in between a lot of hard work, we end today with this bill.
Democratic Representative Janet Cruz is one of the architects of a bipartisan elections reform bill. The House actually passed the bill on the first day of session, but a recent change by the Senate brought the bill back up again in her chamber. That change would have allowed the Secretary of State to send a notice to the election supervisor that they're not doing their jobs and have their pay docked as well. That's something that the House wanted taken out, says House Speaker Will Weatherford.
We think it's a little bit punitive. That, you know, it's one thing if you're an appointed election supervisor. I think you may see some language in the House that reflects that. But as far as an elected supervisor and having the ability to punish them from the Secretary of State's office, I don't think the Florida House likes that position. I would imagine that will probably come out of the bill.
And it did come out of the bill Friday, leaving pretty much the same bill that passed out of the Florida House on March 5th, the first day of session, something that Republican Senator Jack Latvala wasn't too happy about.
Their amendment that they sent back to us leaves out what I think is a good provision that Senator Diaz de la Portilla included in the bill. And so to get a bill out, because this is obviously an important issue, I'm ready to concur with their amendment today.
Some Democrats, like Representative Daryl Roussan, says he's glad lawmakers finally agreed to, quote, reform the deform. He's referring to a bill that passed last year, sponsored by Republican Representative Dennis Baxley, that some nicknamed the, quote, Voter Suppression Act.
We saw what happened in the November elections. And it takes men and women of maturity to understand when you've done something in error to come back and correct it.
But Democrats in the other chamber, like Senate Democratic Leader Chris Smith, voted against the bill because he feels the legislature could have done more.
This is only a start. We had tremendous opportunity to do great things in this bill. And I think we stopped way short of the goalposts.
Still, the bill passed the House 115-1 with Republican Representative John Tobia as the lone dissenting vote. The measure also passed the Senate 27-13, largely along party lines, with Democrats opposed. Now the bill heads to Governor Rick Scott. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.